And we're back.
Yes, sir.
Another Wednesday.
Another Wednesday, another recording.
Did you expect anything less?
No.
We're back.
I can't. I have to.
Every Wednesday. We're here.
New haircut, Mark. I see. We haven't talked in a while, so.
That's true. Yeah. I got my hair cut. It was about time. I had let it grow for a few months. Mm-hmm. But I had enough people kind of telling me I should cut it.
Really?
Yeah, like my parents, you know, and at a certain point, my girlfriend was also like, how long do you want to grow it exactly? Like, I was like, all right, I'll cut it. So that's what I did. And I got to say, though, ever since I've cut it, I've been feeling a lot more confident.
Fair. Yeah, new haircut, if it's a good... Mirror. It's a hit or miss. I always feel like a haircut, you either feel like 10 out of 10, you walk out and you're like, yeah, I feel sexy, I feel confident. Or in those rare occasions, when you're unlucky, you go out and you have a bad haircut or like a hairstyle you didn't like. And I've had that happen once or twice. Damn. And I always tell the barber, yeah, looks good. I never said bad.
I had the same experience one time. This one guy, one of my school friends, convinced me to go to this barber with him. And it was like one of those cheap ones in Germany. Like, if you don't know how the barbers are in Germany, you have like the very German, like well-established, like proper business. Like hairdressers are a little bit fancier and of course then a little bit more expensive. But they've done like schooling and all of that. Then you have hairdressers that more resemble like barbershops that are kind of like run mostly by immigrants, and those are like a little cheaper, and the service is always super nice, but the haircuts are always a little bit of a different style.
Yeah.
And so we went to one of those. My friend was like, man, I promise you, man, his haircuts are good. Like, trust me. I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. Like, I'll always give it a shot, you know, before I make up my mind. And man, I got the worst haircut of my entire life. This man just completely neglected what I told him of how I wanted to cut, and he just cut how he wanted it, and it looked like shit. And I was so pissed off. But when he asked me, and you like, I was like, yeah, man. And I paid, I got the hell out of there. I was like, god damn.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I've not my barber I've had for years, and I every time I'm back in Frankfurt, I try to like make sure that I go to like my haircuts line up when I'm back in town, because I just trust them. It always works out fine. Whatever, if I want to switch it up and everything, that one or two times when I've walked out with like a bad feeling on my haircut. Man, you're like, I just want to put a cap on and hide until it grows back a bit.
It's not ideal. Bro, listen to this. Yeah. The day before yesterday, I found out about this new Netflix show.
Okay, which one?
Physical 100.
Okay, what's it about? Bro,
this show is so cool.
Really?
This show is so cool. Physical 100, it's called... They take it's a South Korean show.
Okay.
And they take like the top athletes of the country, 100 of them, and put them against each other in like a competition of sports and like everything physical. And so you have like a wide range of athletes. You know, you got like gymnasts, bodybuilders, fitness influencers, military people, fencers and so on, Olympians, and then they kind of like put them all against each other, men and women, and it's really interesting to see like, you know, two different types of like physiques and like athletes. Like one will be an arm wrestler and who's like really big, and then the other one will be some like skier. They'll like do the physical competition. They have like different rounds and stuff, and to see which one wins is always crazy, bro. It's a show.
I'll give it a look. I'll definitely look into it. Yeah, I've been looking more. Because I kind of ran out of my Netflix shows. Like, if I want to watch one in the evening, I don't know. I didn't have one at the moment, so I was looking more to like documentaries and stuff like that. Because I just finished the, it's called Breakpoint. It's kind of, from the style, the way it's shot, it's like, it's a behind the scenes look the same way as Drive to Survive is for Formula One.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Drive to Survive?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
It's like this show that films all the drivers and stuff like behind the scenes and throughout the season and what goes on. And this was kind of the same thing for tennis. And for me, I just enjoy watching all these sports stuff because I like the mindset or seeing how professionals just their mindset behind it. So it doesn't matter really what sports, to a certain extent, a lot of these things go over from business to sports. Just people who are probably at the highest, like if you play in those Grand Slam tournaments and stuff, or if you're in the Formula One, you're at the peak of performance. Like there's no one better than you theoretically, or at least that's the idea. And I just love watching these shows, having like a behind the scenes, seeing their mindset and also their struggles. Like they show you these professional tennis players, and it's crazy their thoughts that go through them. They're in finals of like the biggest tournaments there is in the tennis sport. Yeah. And you know how like in between sets they like sit down to like take a rest. And what they say, their thoughts when they sit down, like the stuff that goes through their head is like just like this feeling of that not wanting to be because they're losing or they've lost that set. They're just like they don't want to be there. They want to leave the court straight away. Oh, Some of them literally they put like a towel over their head and they cry under it while they're in the match and shit like that.
Sounds like
and
babies,
these are like the top professionals, and you can see on the one hand how excruciating it is, not just physically but also mentally. But tennis. How like vulnerable everyone is, but what you have to overcome kind of to win, you know what I mean? And that is tennis.
Damn.
And so I just enjoy like stuff like that because it's just that like there's so much to it, just not the physical aspect, but also the mental aspect of performing on that level. I think it must be so tiring and so excruciating to a certain degree, also mentally, not just physically.
Well, I mean. Okay, on this occasion, I might have a different opinion of you than typically. Bro, okay. Are you seriously telling me that tennis is so exhausting and everything? Like, I get it's a proper sport, and I'm sure that at any competitive level, any sport is tiring. But you're talking about how tennis is, like, super excruciating and the pressure and everything. Like, bro, what about, like, boxing? Like, a boxing championship?
Yeah, I mean, boxing is like probably it's different, but boxing is different to most sports because there's an opponent across from you that which their only aim is to hurt you and stop you to a certain degree. I think every fight sport is different, but it's the same. Like I think
but yeah, that's in like, every sport like that. Like the other team always wants to beat the other team, and in boxing, that's just how you do it.
But what do you say? Do you think mentally it's not as tough or physically?
Bro, I think, bro, everything about boxing, in my opinion, is way more difficult than tennis. And I think you see that in the mentality as well of the boxers. Like, bro, you did you hear about when Canelo Alvarez was having a fight for like a championship title that he was defending? And during that week, he negotiated with kidnappers who kidnapped his brother, and he won the boxing match as well the same week.
Yeah, but
and you're telling me a tennis player want to leave the field if they're losing?
No, but like I think on that level it is similar on their mental aspect. Maybe physically there's a difference because I think tennis you don't have to have not the strength. If you look at tennis players, a lot of them aren't that strong. There's a lot more longevity to it because you have one boxing, you have one fight. Tennis tournaments, if you're in a tournament, you have several matches that kind of are quite close to another. You don't have as many like breaks. Like the matches are like in a few days behind each other always. It's more like a football tournament, like a World Cup.
Where you have like certain games. How many tennis matches happen in one day?
Well, for yourself, one, but if you think...
Okay.
Yeah, but imagine playing a football player also, like, in a World Cup, you have, like, games every 3 days. That's way higher, way higher, what's it called? Not intensity.
Frequency.
Well, frequency of games than in like your normal season, just because it's a tournament style.
Okay, yeah, but that's in every tournament.
I think mentally, if you're playing one-on-one tennis, I believe mentally it's very similar to boxing. Maybe you don't have the aspect of like the I don't know if I would call it life or death, but to a certain extent, you are like trying to hurt and not get hurt in boxing. Or any fight sport, for let's say any striking fight sport like MMA or whatever. I think if you're playing a one-on-one match in tennis, there's a high you're fighting not just physically against them in the tennis match, but there's a lot of mental warfare just going in between. I think there's a high mental. It's the same as Formula One. I think a lot of people could say that, first of all, that it's not as physically tiring.
Oh no, Formula One is extremely physical.
But I also think mentally Formula One is also really high. But I think tennis is, it's the same as a because I think the difference is also to stuff like football or both American and just normal football, like soccer for the Americans. And it's the same for, I believe, golf and stuff like that. It's a single sport. You only rely on yourself. You don't have a ability. You know how in a football game, even the best of the best have a bad game.
Yeah.
If you think about like a one-on-one sport, you can't have that. Like if you have an off day or you don't pull through in one game, you're out of that tournament. Once you lose once in the tournament, you're out and you can't win it anymore. There's no coming back from losing. And then you have to go on to the next. And there's only a few players. That's why I'm saying it's crazy. There's only a few players that have, like, if you go for the big names in recent history, it's Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. And those are the only guys, like, for example, for tennis, I was never that into tennis. I'm still not that into tennis because I've never played it, and I'm obviously not good at it if I've never played it. But those are the only guys who have been able to actually overall, I think, win more than lose. Like for most tennis players, the reality is like you're losing more than winning a lot of the times. So think about it. You go into a tournament all the time and you lose more than you win.
And then you suck.
No, that's just how tennis works because of the way tournament structure is.
Yeah, but it's like that with every tournament, with every sport.
Yeah, but with football, you can still qualify for stuff. You know what I mean? You can.
Yeah. Okay. Then forget team sports. Just then purely sports that where you have to only rely on yourself. Let's say boxing. There's swimming. There's triathlon.
Yeah,
athletes.
That's what I'm saying. I think tennis mentally is quite straining. I think there is a mental aspect to it.
I'm sure there is, and I'm also not saying that tennis is like the easiest sport ever and anyone can play it. Like, I'm sure it's a good workout, right? But just compared, like, the physical capabilities one needs in order to play tennis compared to one that does triathlons or is in a boxing match. Like, I imagine a triathlon athlete or a boxer are a lot more sore after a run or a boxing match than a tennis player is after a tennis match.
I don't know if you can say that. I'm not that into tennis, what the physical abilities are, but like I mean, I think if you look at the pros, if you look at someone like Rafael Nadal, I think he's like, I think 36 now, and he's been at the top of the game. He's since, I don't know how young, probably our age, maybe even younger, and he's been winning tournaments since then. Huh?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you work on that level, it is tough. That's not something every human can do.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just saying, like, in relation to other sports, I think tennis is one of, let's say, the weaker ones, let's say, for lack of
maybe physically, words. But mentally, I think it's up there as all any right. other sport. I think mentally. Physically, I can't say.
Yeah.
You can say the same physically, to be fair, though, about football. Football is not a tough sport physically in comparison to other sports. Look how many football players are fat.
I think when it comes to sports like soccer or tennis, the way to win the game is through technique. You know, like, to run around like a tennis player does, I think a lot of people could do. But to hit the ball like a tennis player does, I mean, there's definitely, like, a certain amount of respect that needs to be given. You know?
Yeah.
So that's, and also same with soccer. Like, anybody can run up and down the field for the whole match, right? It's a total of 10 kilometers. But it's a matter of, like, how well are you with the ball? How is your technique? Just like in tennis. So I'm not putting anything away in tennis for the technique that you need. I'm just saying, I don't think it's as tiring physically.
Maybe physically, but I think mentally it's still up there. It's like you have to... Because I just think you have the amount of matches you have in a tournament. You have to... Every time it's... Because football, boxing, how many professionals, like in young... like lower fights, you have maybe a couple more fights per year... because you're just talented and you can fight people with winning. Once you get to the upper stage, look at all the like big guys like Canelo. Canelo fights once a year. And that is not just purely because of... that also has to do like just preparation and going into it. And you only have to concentrate on one thing. Tennis, if you keep playing those tournaments, you suddenly play against that guy, and it's always one-on-one. I think there is a lot to it mentally, just making it through a tournament.
But like with in regard to what you said about Canelo, like I think he's only fighting once a year is because, bro, he's champion. Like, why would you want to? You know, you wouldn't want to necessarily put your championship title on the line more times than you need.
True,
to,
but
right?
You have guys who are not champions and also maybe fight twice to max.
Well, yeah,
three
but that's because they're trying to get to that position where they can fight for a championship title. That's why.
I know.
Like,
I know,
bro,
look at
Tyson Fury, bro.
Yeah.
How many times has he fought since he became champion? Since he beat Wilder and got that.
Well, for
that
him, it doesn't make sense
belt.
Because he's. I think.
Because he's champion.
Wilder. Yeah. No, but I'm saying even the ones who aren't champion, they don't fight as much. And I'm not saying that they should fight more. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there is a mental aspect of going into one-on-one matches, if that's boxing, tennis, whatever else there is that is a single sport. I think just having switching up in that like that every time and having a new opponent so quickly and trying to have your best game and not just being not and sometimes it not being enough to be the better man but be the guy who's able to like you know even in tennis and the same as in football and everything styles win matches like you can the way you fight the way you play against someone lets you win a game like with football if you have like the two best teams sometimes if you just play the game you're used to you won't beat the other best team you'll have to switch your tactics to beat them to get around whatever their defenses are and what their tactics are. But yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to hear someone who's plays tennis a lot. And I think the physical aspect could be true, what you're saying. But I think mentally I think any professional sport on a certain level is just mentally very taxing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean, anything at the highest competitive level is mentally and physically, I think, very tiring for sure.
Mm.
But let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for too long. What can we talk about?
Well, the topic I was thinking about anyways was mentality because...
Okay, yeah, I like that. I actually, it's funny that you say that because I heard a quote from Joe Rogan that went something along the lines, I can't remember what it said exactly, but it was something along the lines of look at any like really successful person with a strong mentality and has come far in their life. They almost all have a difficult past that they went through.
Mm.
And there were some of them that would even put themselves in a difficult part in their life or situation in order to like learn and grow from it more. Also, like artists do this, like singers, songwriters, they'll like some of them will intentionally put themselves in, like, let's say a love situation that they know will not work out, but they do it because they'll fall in love and then they'll get their heart broken and then they'll have some great lyrics to
really?
Write about. Yeah, yeah. Like Ian Dior said he does that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think That is crazy. I mean, I think, again, it's very interesting to see, like, everyone has their own tough spots, which they go through. I think everyone, like, it can be anything. The one person, he starts out with maybe coming from a more, like, maybe more of a poorer background. Like, they didn't grow up in much wealth, and they struggled a lot because of that, and they tried to overcome that kind of hurdle in their life and build something better for themselves. And some people, I don't know, have let's say mental issues, they were depressed or whatever, and overcame that and learned a lot about. I think there's always a lot of people have in their own ways a certain struggle and overcome that. So yeah, it's true what you say. I think if you're, there's always, it's a sad thing, but I think often it's a bit black and white. Either you make it out of that, whatever it is, or you don't, kind of vibe. I think there's sometimes not that much in between. It's either you make it or you don't. And you can always see the ones who make it, they learn a lot from it and often, like, grow from it, as you said.
Yeah. I mean, I think... like, lately, I've been training for a marathon, right? And so there's a lot of times where I'm running a long distance, and at a certain point, it's tough to keep, like, a positive attitude, right? You're like, damn, bro, like, I'm getting hella tired, and my muscles are hurting, and whatever. And one of the things that I tell myself as well, and I think this links nicely to what you said earlier, is the pain of... the pain of giving up is a lot worse than the pain of continuing.
Yeah.
Like I know that if I stop running before the goal that I wanted to reach is achieved, I will beat myself up so much more for it than while I continue running to achieve that goal.
Yeah, 100%. It's a lot. Like, it's a similar thing. I think we've talked about this. That is a similar way of thinking of, like, if you have an opportunity or you could do something, you regretting it afterwards if you didn't do it. Like, if you're, like, scared of a situation and it's either you do it or you don't, I often think to myself, it's like, what is the worst that can happen? And realistically, if I don't do this, and even if nothing comes from it, but if I don't do it and end up, I'll always end up thinking, oh, should I have done it? And I'll start regretting that choice. It's a similar way of thinking of, like, yeah, I'll beat myself up for it afterwards more than just putting through the pain I am right now, kind of vibe.
Definitely. I mean, but there is also, like, a certain line that needs to be drawn, because some people would be like, yeah, pushing through is tough mentality. I go whatever. I don't care. Like, anything that's in my way, I'll go over it. Like, that's all well and done. But also, you got to go about it smart, you know, with certain things, especially that I'm learning now with marathon training. Like, you got to structure your training plan. You got to run certain speeds, certain times, certain lengths, and you got to do necessary recovery afterwards. You know, you got to get your rest, your sleep. You got to roll out your muscles and everything. It's a whole thing, man. It's really taken up my life, I'm not going to lie. And so what I'm trying to say is, like, it's important to also kind of know when to rest.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think rest is really important in general. Again, also mental, physical rest is really important. And I think a lot of people have been able to push through to a certain degree with just going and not taking a break.
I think it catches up to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to get. If longevity is a key word here, if you want to keep going and not necessarily run, but for example, if you do your sports to like for a marathon and you don't rest really, it will catch up to you and you'll probably get injured or have problems maybe later on in life because of that, because you pushed too hard when you were younger in a certain degree. And it's with, again, coming back to also professional athletes, you see that all most professional athletes that are at a high level to a old age, all of them started earlier to train in a certain way or recover in a certain way so that they could keep going when they're older. And that can again be drawn to loads of different things. But yeah, it's crazy how mentality for so many in different aspects of the way you like of life is so important. I also have this with my knee injury at the moment. I everyone has been telling me like, oh, how well you've been handling it, because normally everyone else, like a lot of times if you have a big injury or like I'm on crutches for quite a while, people get quite annoyed about it or sad or whatever. And I think I've been doing relatively well with just taking it as it is.
Yeah.
And for me, that is quite a normal thing to do because I can't change it. Like there's nothing, like this is the situation I'm in, I can't change that. But I had a conversation with my physiotherapist today, like how a lot of people come in and he almost doesn't even ask them how it's going, because once you ask them, they'll tell you, oh, everything's shit, it's just hurting or whatever. And that might be true in a certain sense, but what he was getting at is like your mentality has a big factor also on how you recover, how you, like the way you go about things helps with recovery. And if you say it hurts, it will probably also hurt more than than it does. If you say it's not that bad and it doesn't hurt, you'll deal with it a lot better. And I just find that so interesting how theoretically, my knee is not like it's just part of my body, but how your mind is so strongly connected to things like that, to an injury, for example.
That's true. But I've heard cases of where people would like say something or do something, and I look at them and I'm like, God damn, bro, you really got a strong mentality, don't you? Like, I remember one of my friends, he received like really bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really bad news. And I was like, yo, man, like, are you good? Like, you know, should I pass by? Like, we take like a break or something from studying?
Yeah.
And this man goes, nah, bro, life goes on. Like, the world's not going to stop revolving around me just because I have my problem. You know, like, I still got shit to do. So I'm going to do it. And I was, like, looking at him like, God damn, bro, respect, bro. Like, that's a tough mentality right there because,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I am right now, but I'm definitely sure that there was a point in my life where something bad happened. I was not nearly to that extent. And everything stopped, you know, for me. So I was so impressed by that. And, bro, there's this one guy at the gym that I see. And I'd say, I don't know, he's late 30s, early 40s, perhaps. And I don't know what he has, but he has some kind of, like, disability or, like, his muscles don't work properly. I'm not sure, but he has, like, problems walking. And he always kind of, like, holds himself upon the wall and everything.
Okay, okay.
But and which I imagine must be so frustrating. But I see this man in the gym every day. Every day. Mm. This man will be walking with carrying, like, 10 kilos on both hands and, like, really trying to, like, make the best out of the situation and kind of improve it for himself and taking it into his own hands. And I was like, every time I see him, I I'll be in the sauna and he pops in the sauna as well. I'm like, God damn, bro, this man doing everything. And like one day I saw, I'm gonna tell them like, yo, I just need to tell you, like, I'm so impressed by you, this is amazing. And it's, because if people like that
have such mentality,
bro, for real, because because
just also the fact of them having have to go through it because it's annoying for themselves.
Yeah.
But also if you think about it, either way, I always think like in a gym, people always feel like you're being watched, but also a lot of people don't actually care about you. They're there to do their own shit and it doesn't matter. But like for someone like that, people are going to look more than with, let's say, you and me. You know what I mean? Because it is a bit, there's something about it. He has a disability and people stare. And that is not a comfortable thing. So putting yourself in an environment like a gym where there's a lot of people, everyone's there for a certain reason, also maybe a visual reason.
Yeah.
So they look at other people more. And putting yourself in that environment and going through that, like, and being comfortable in it, as strong mentality is
tough. But I would say as well that all the people that look at him with admiration. At least that's how I look at him, and I would hope that other people do the same.
You'd hope that, but I mean, they're still being judged, you know what I mean? Even if they say, oh, look how cool it is and everything, but to a certain degree, it's like, even I don't know. I think if you have a disability, it's like it's not something you probably want to have. If they could choose, they'd rather not have that. You know what I mean? Someone who's in a wheelchair probably would rather walk than be in a wheelchair. You know what I mean?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
So even if people look at their admiration, if people stare at them for, in a sense, being different, I don't know how comfortable that is. So I always, I mean, it's nice to think, but I'm not sure. You never know if everyone is so kind and thinks admiration in the first sense. But even if that's the case of like everyone looks at them in a nice way, jumping over your own like. Mentally jumping over factors like, because if you're scared, the logic feeling of like, yeah, people are gonna admire for what I'm doing, it's I think it's not that logical in the first place when you start going to the gym.
But the attitude of others doesn't matter, right? Like what other people think doesn't matter at the end of the day. And when I see people with like such a strong mentality, and especially people that maybe don't have the most ideal situation going on right now, and yet they're still managing to like stay strong and keep going and keep pushing. Mm. I look at myself and I'm like, bro, I got no excuses.
Yeah.
I have zero excuses. If this man who kind of like can't really support himself is in the gym every day, why the hell am I not in the gym every day? I'm just lazy, you know? And so that's like... That's why I kind of look at it like with such admiration, and it motivates me as well. And then whenever I go, I kind of like look for him now. And I'm like, oh, dang, he's also here. Like, good that I came too, you know?
100%. It's a crazy thing. I mean, there's so much to mentality you can talk about. Like this whole idea of like growth mentality, just improving on yourself. There's so many facets to it we could dive into. I don't know. Probably don't have the time for this in this episode, but...
Perhaps not. But a future episode, possibly.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Know What I'm Saying. Every Wednesday, we come out with a new episode. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast to find out as soon as we post.
Yes, sir.
Because we'll post on Instagram as well. And yeah, that being said, have a great week.
See you guys.